Hey, what's going on? I'm Tim Barnard, and it's time to stack the pucks with several previews, including the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Detroit Red Wings, the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Nashville Predators, and the Boston Bruins square off against the Minnesota Wild. The Avalanche are the favorites with the money line at 176 in Detroit, and Detroit's money line at plus 142. The over-under set at 6.5 with the puck line minus 1.5 in favor of the Avs at plus 140. Colorado comes into today 39-22-6, 34-33 against the puck line, 25 overs, 38 unders, and a 21-11-1 record on the road. The Avs have continued their winning streak up to 4 games after defeating the Ottawa Senators on Thursday night. It was a 5-2 game through 2 periods, and you're thinking that Colorado's going to run away with this easily, it's not going to be a contest. Then all of a sudden, 3 minutes into the third, Ottawa scores. Okay, it's 5-3. Then 13 minutes into the third, Ottawa scores again. So now it's 5-4. So now you're thinking, uh-oh, Colorado's skating on their heels, but able to come away with the victory. Colorado is still in third place in the Central Division, just 2 points behind the Minnesota Wild for second place. As for the over-unders, the over is 5-1 of the Avalanche's last 6 versus the Eastern Conference. The over is 4-1 of the Avalanche's last 5 games following a win, as well as the over being 8-2 in the Avalanche's last 10 versus the Atlantic Division. Detroit, meanwhile, is 30-28-9 with a 33-34 record against the puck line, 31 overs, 34 unders, and a 17-12-4 record at home. The Red Wings fell to the Predators on Tuesday night by a score of 2-1. Predators got the scoring started midway through the second period. Then Tommy Novak put the Predators up 2-0 just 2.5 minutes into the third period. But Alex Chyson scored for the Red Wings on the power play just over 2 minutes remaining in the game. But it wasn't enough. The Red Wings have been on a slump ever since the trade deadline and are definitely not going to be making the playoffs. As for the over-unders, the under is 3-0-1 in the Red Wings' last 4 Saturday games, while the over is 6-1-1 in the Red Wings' last 8 versus the Western Conference. I think this is a no-brainer. You got to take Colorado in this one. Give me the Avs puck line minus 1.5 at plus 140.
I'm Hunter Wogan. It is time to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Winnipeg Jets and the Nashville Predators. The lines open up in this game with the Jets at minus 140 and the Preds at plus 116. Moved around slightly with the Jets at minus 144 and the Preds at plus 120. You can also get the Jets on the puck line minus 1.5 at plus 180 odds, and the over-under in this game is at 5.5. Now the Jets coming in 38-28-3 on the year, 37-32 against the puck line, 20 overs, 44 unders. They're 17-16-1 on the road this season. They have been in one of the worst struggles of the season for them, though. And one of the reasons why they haven't completely fallen apart is Connor Hellebuck. He's 29-21-2, a .263 goals against, a .918 save percentage. He has 3 shutouts on the season, but Connor Hellebuck has been amazing for this team. But it has not been enough because obviously the Jets, they were towards the top of the Central Division, but over the last month to 2 months, they've just completely fallen apart. They're struggling, they're leaking oil, and they might not even make the playoffs. It's probable they can make the playoffs, but this is huge because the Predators, they're gunning right for their spot. The Jets, they're 2-2 in their last 4 games, 2 overs in that time, but they're coming off of a shutout against the Bruins 3-0 on Thursday. And they had like 36 shots on goal, but Jeremy Swayman turned them all away. I mean, for the backup goalie of the Bruins, who could be a starter on a lot of other teams, it was a good performance by the Jets. But again, they walk away empty-handed. Obviously, they've had a couple of wins over the past week to kind of just settle some things down. But they're struggling, man. They're not getting the timely goals that they were getting earlier on in the season. It was never the Jets go out and they score like 6 or 7 goals. They have a team that's capable of doing it, but they would used to be down like 2-1 and with like 5 minutes left of the third period, they'd score 2 goals in the final 5 minutes and win. And obviously, a couple weeks ago, you had Rick Bowness calling out the team saying that we're not playing well enough, we're too soft, and things have just snowballed from there. Now, the Predators, on the other hand, they're trying to make the playoffs, and it's very possible because the Flames, the team they're trying to get over, not very impressive, and the Jets have just been falling apart like we just talked about. Now, the Predators, 34-25-7, 31-35 against the puck line, 29 overs, 34 unders, 17-12-3 at home. It's probably going to be UC Saros in net for them tonight. He's a fantastic goalie. In the right season, he'll be up for the Vezina Trophy, but when there's 3 or 4 guys that are in .920 save percentage area, he's not going to be up there, but he's a top 5 goalie in the NHL. He's 26-19-6, a .917 save percentage. He has 1 shutout on the season. He's fantastic. I just always mention the game that he played against the Hurricanes, where he had 60 saves, and they were able to find a way to win that game. Now, the Predators had a three-game win streak snap the other day. They lost to the Blackhawks 2-1 on Thursday. A very disappointing loss, because obviously you're trying to make up ground and make the playoffs. And if you have the Blackhawks, the worst team in the NHL, in your building, you gotta beat them. And they just did not. They did not do enough. They did not generate enough offense to try to win that game. Now, I will say, too, a couple of trends going into this game. The Predators, 6 of 7 unders on one-day rest. And to me, that's nothing to do with the rest. It's everything to do with UC Soros. And also, the Predators, they're getting big years out of guys like Roman Josi and Tyson Barrie, who came in from Edmonton. He's fit in nicely. They're just getting a lot of key play from their key players, and they might make a push at this playoffs. And I do like the Predators at home in this game, because I've lost all trust, all faith in the Jets. I can't trust them. And also, you're getting the Predators at plus money. So I like the Predators in this game, and I like the under to hit between these two teams.
Now we're going to do a Stack the Pucks preview between the Boston Bruins versus the Minnesota Wild. The Bruins are obviously the favorite in this one, with the money line at minus 160 and Minnesota's money line at plus 132. The over-under is set at 6.5, with the puck line -1.5 in favor of the Bruins at plus 164. Boston comes into today 51-11-5 with a 40-27 record against the puck line, 28 overs, 33 unders, and a 24-8-2 record on the road. The Bruins got the much-needed victory over the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday, shutting them out 3-0. Boston got the scoring started 50 seconds into the game by Trent Frederick, followed up by a Pavel Zacha goal 13 minutes into the first period. So through one, it was 2-0. With no scoring happening in the second, it remained 2-0. But then Tomas Nozick converted on the empty netter to give the Bruins the 3-0 victory. Jeremy Swayman had a great game in net, stopping all 36 shots fired by the Winnipeg Jets. That was definitely a much-needed victory for Boston after losing to Chicago the other night. Boston still remains the top spot in the NHL with 107 points, while the over-unders for the Bruins, the under is 4-1 in the Bruins' last 5 versus the Central, and the under is 11-3-1 in the Bruins' last 15 versus a team with a winning record. The Minnesota Wild, on the other hand, have 39-21-8, 28-40 against the puck line, 27 overs, 39 unders, and a 21-10-3 record at home. Now, the Wild beat the St. Louis Blues on Wednesday, but it was a crazy affair with Jordan Binnington getting a game misconduct on Ryan Hartman's power play goal, trying to slug Hartman with his blocker. After a big scrum broke out and almost a goalie fight, the Wild were able to take home the victory, winning in St. Louis 8-5. That's a big win for the Wild, seeing as it keeps them 2 points ahead of the Colorado Avalanche for second in the Central Division. As for the over-unders for Minnesota, the over is 4-0 in their last 4. The under is 4-0 in the Wild's last 4 versus the Atlantic. And the Wild themselves are 4-0 in their last 4 Saturday games. I think this should be a good game. And with the way Boston's kind of struggled recently, I hate to say it, but give me the Wild's money line at plus 132. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA betting and game previews, head to the Sports Stack. I'm Tim Barnett with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Avalanche and the Red Wings, the Jets and the Predators, as well as the Bruins and the Wild.